Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: what is covert consciousness? Well, let's just start off with the basic translation of covert. So the definition of covert from Oxford Languages is not openly acknowledged or displayed. Oxford Languages Thesaurus says covert could also be used as secret, clandestine, closeted. And consciousness, according to Oxford Languages, is the state of being awake and aware of one's surroundings. Another definition, the awareness or perception of something by a person. So one could define covert consciousness as a secretive awareness or a hidden awareness. To describe it in the realm of brain injury medicine, covert consciousness is when a patient is actually perceiving the world around them, but others looking in are not able to perceive or see that. For example, a patient might be aware of their surroundings to some degree, but the doctor, the nurses, the therapists, the support system of the patient is not able to detect this level of awareness. Realize in the past episodes, we've talked about coma versus an unresponsive wakefulness syndrome, also known as a vegetative state. And we've also talked about minimally conscious patients. So that's kind of the overall realm topics that we're talking about today in answering this question. A person who has sustained a traumatic brain injury might not be able to move their arms well. They may not be able to speak. They may only be able to blink, or maybe none of that. But in fact, research is showing that there could be more going on in the brain that actually gives hints and supports that a patient is more aware, has an increased level of consciousness than those looking in can detect. Some ways that this has been detected is using an EEG, which is often used to diagnose seizures. It looks at the brain's electrical activity, or using a special type of imaging called a PET scan, where when the brain is using certain parts of the brain during this scan, certain areas of the brain will quote unquote light up more. So often in these studies is they'll connect someone to the EEG, or they'll put someone in the scanner and they'll kind of train the brain. They'll get an idea of simple areas of what lights up as yes or no. For example, asking someone if they're X age old, and they'll think in their mind yes or think in their mind no. And then it develops a pattern for the clinician or for the researcher to see, oh, this is what lights up with yes. This is what the electrical signals look like for yes. And then vice versa, this is what lights up for no, and this is what lights up and shows electrical signals for no. And then they're able to ask various questions to develop some sort of pattern and see, is there some sort of level of consciousness that on the outset just looking in, one does not perceive. But going a little bit further, digging a little bit underneath the surface, one could see there's a certain level of awareness to whatever it might be, whether it's one that's fully aware of everything going on around them, or one where it's kind of intermittent or not exactly accurate, but it's more than having no response at all. So that's great, wonderful, sounds like interesting science and medicine, but what practically does that mean? Practically, covert consciousness tells the support system of the patient, tells the clinicians that there's something else going on, that who knows, maybe there might be a better prognosis than initially expected. It says, maybe don't consider pulling the plug so fast. It can say, consider doing more therapy, consider pursuing more treatment. It's not going to necessarily tell us what will that prognosis be, or where will a person be in 3 months or 6 months, or will a person be completely healed, but it's saying that there's more going on that might be fortuitous of something more to develop in the future through therapy, through rehab. So the bottom line summary is covert consciousness is a kind of secretive awareness a patient may have of his or her surroundings that people around cannot pick up with their own eye. And its importance is that it can tell clinicians and a patient's support system that there could be more going on, there could be more development and a better prognosis going into the future. So just keep in mind, if there's a patient that seems unconscious, that may not be the truth. There could be more right beneath the surface, and to not give up. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.